Chicago's Home for Sports on Instagram at ESPN_Chicago. This is Waddle and Sylvie.
Listen now in HD on our app and on ESPN 1000.
On this date in 1960, Al Smith connects on a home run, setting off Bill Veeck's new exploding scoreboard for the very first time.
Yeah, that's right. There's Mr. Southside himself.
Bill Veeck's new exploding scoreboard.
Who is this Bill Veeck you speak of?
Bill Veeck's...
It's Veeck.
Bill Veeck's... This is what happens when you turn down a request for this show. We're gonna come at you from every end.
John Schriffen, the voice of the White Sox, the gatekeeper of the South Side, and the lovers and the haters, today calling legendary baseball man, former owner of the White Sox, Bill Veeck.
Bill Veeck's new exploding scoreboard.
Bill Veeck today.
I didn't hear this part. I saw most of it, but I didn't hear that part. Did Stoney correct him?
No. And Stoney, remember, has worked with Harry Carey, where Harry would make one mistake after another, but that's because he was old and drunk. So he would like let many things go.
I got to tell you too, I'm drifting, just as an aside, I'm drifting towards that description as well.
You're getting old and drunk, yeah.
Old and drunk.
Are you getting older or drunker?
Older.
Okay.
Yeah, I've always been able to put
it. It's close. It's a tight race, yeah, though.
Yeah, look, hey, by the way, just a note for you. I heard I heard Connor mention that the Twins have now won, are 7-0 on the season against the White Sox. I didn't think he wanted to kick him in the nuts, but I will. That clinches the season series here, May 1st, between the Twins and the Sox.
It's pretty incredible.
They are scheduled to play 13 games, and the Twins 7-0 against our Southside baseball team this year.
Yeah, and Jesse's tweet. Did you see how Jesse wrote it about the win streak, the Twins' win streak? He wrote, the Twins have won 10 in a row. 7 have come against the White Sox. So, you know.
There's a hater tweet right there. You can. What do they say? Do you bookmark that, or do you pin this, or what do you do with a tweet like that?
He's National Baseball guy now.
Yeah.
The Twins have won 10 in a row. 7 have come against the White Sox. So, you know.
You know. That's great.
Well, the other thing is, if you guys look at the AL Central standings, The White Sox, I try not to, Meller. The White Sox are like single-handedly buoying every other team, making it look like it's a tough division. But if you really look deeper, it's because each team has like 5 or 6 wins against the White Sox.
Yeah.
If you take those away, every other team's under 500 practically.
I'm shocked you've looked at the standings. What are you doing looking at the AL Central standings for what?
I guess I'm just a self-hater that way.
That infield's a butcher shop.
Oh, like, what's the point of Paul DeYoung playing shortstop?
I don't know.
It's like
but
what
Tommy
you said.
Fantastic was doing his thing again today.
Yeah, maybe they could flip him. Maybe I could.
Be careful. They'll come into the studio and slap you.
Schriffen said today that he took the White Sox offer because he did the calculus of the state tax in California and he could get a few more bucks with the Sox than he was in San Diego.
Smart move.
But wait a minute. He had a chance to win in San Diego at least. I mean,
win more games.
Yeah, I guess.
And he figures he's only going to be in Chicago through, you know, July. There's no chance he'll be on the team in August. He'll be traded.
I like his brutal honesty. You don't get that all the time on the South Side from people wearing that uniform. Or
why am I here? Yeah. It was I did the math.
I'm taking
less
questions.
Yeah.
Tommy, why are you here? You know what? The tax burden here is significantly less than it is in California. Next.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of that, so the update on the stadium is, and someone responded to a tweet when I said, we have an update on the Bears stadium and it's not good. And someone said, not good, speak for yourself. Because there are some people who, like, I meant not good in the context of if you're the Bears.
Right.
Like, there's, there are some people who don't want this built downtown, or there are some people who don't want these public funds to be utilized for a stadium. They'd rather have these public funds go for something else that are better served for the public.
And I think that there is a complete U-turn on the appetite for public funding for private projects and private interest. More so now than in it, like I can't remember a time when there's. I'm not suggesting that everybody was on board for publicly funding private interest projects, but now more than ever, there is no appetite for it in most instances. Did you see also that instead of staying, the Kansas City Chiefs were talking about leaving the state and actually putting, you know, asking to see whether or not they could move. You know, because the first vote came and went and they said no, and they won't even put it to a vote if they try to move out of Arrowhead. Well, so there's just no appetite for it.
Well, they're thinking about our buddy Mitch sent me a DM on Instagram saying that the Chiefs now are exploring going to Kansas. You know, because right. their stadium now is in Missouri, and going to Kansas, and they're building again. Think about building on a former racetrack, not a horse racetrack, but I think a former speedway.
But the point I think is that the people in the state of Kansas are saying don't bring that vote here because
they don't want to bring the vote there. But the renderings though are renderings on an open land area where there's plenty of room to build and plenty of parking. I don't know if it's going to get approved or not or what they want funding wise. But again, at least it makes more sense on open land to build. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like they want to sandwich this in between the lake and the railroad tracks again with no extra parking and anything like that. And they're asking for public money. It's like the double whammy.
You know,
look,
can I read you this?
Can I give everyone background, though, on this before you? The Bears went down to Springfield today. And they didn't even meet with the governor. They met with the deputy governor, and they met with the chief of staff, the governor's chief of staff. And the quote that they released today is, "The governor's office appreciates the opportunity to discuss the Bears' proposal and appreciates the organization for taking the time to discuss it." That's from the press secretary for the governor. And they also add, "As the governor has said, the current proposal is a non-starter for the state. In order to subsidize a brand new stadium for a privately owned sports team, the governor would need to see a demonstrable and tangible benefit for the taxpayers of Illinois. The governor's office remains open to conversations with the Bears, lawmakers, and other stakeholders with the understanding that responsible fiscal stewardship of taxpayers' dollars remains the foremost priority." So again, non-starter is what they're saying. And the governor wasn't even in this meeting. He's just sending like his leadership team.
Well, he's sending a message too. I think that's a message. What goes on from here? I thought the last two paragraphs of this article too also kind of set the tone. And this is kind of what I was alluding to. In the last two paragraphs, it says, and this comes from State Rep Kelly Cassidy, who's a Democrat from Chicago. And the quote here is, "Attitudes about this stuff have changed dramatically. We've got plenty of well-vetted academic research showing that the claims of public benefit do not materialize." She said, despite her own hardened objections, Cassidy said some of her colleagues who may be inclined to support a stadium subsidy deal concede that now is not the right time. If they're thinking that somehow the leadership is going to make magic happen at the 11th hour, they're just hearkening to a day that is long gone. And I think that that's kind of the message that a lot of owners of sports franchises are running up against right now, whether it is the Kansas City Chiefs or the Kansas City Royals, or in this case, the Chicago Bears.
So like, that's why I asked you yesterday. I have no clue where this is going. Like, this is this is not my expertise anyway on how these deals get done. But this has been an awkward maze to begin with them purchasing Arlington, with them knocking down Arlington, and then all of a sudden doing about face and showing us the renderings of a new stadium, to then go down to Springfield and not even getting a meeting with the governor and them saying that it's a non-starter. Where is this going from here?
It's a good question. At the very least, it's going to, this is something that isn't going to happen nearly as fast or quickly as the Bears stadium crew wants. Like Kevin Warren wants to get shovels in the ground. You remember when they gave that presentation a week or so ago, the thought was we can get this passed in May and shovels will be in the ground into the summertime. No chance.
Right.
No chance that that is happening.
Like they're hopeful that they get it passed here in the spring, and if anything in October, when that session called, there's a term for that session. But if they don't get it by then it's an extra
time,
year,
right? Isn't it the waste of time session?
The overtime session.
Overtime session. This is what I've told you, and I have vacillated like nobody's business. I thought forever at the beginning, Arlington Heights all the way, 99.9%. And then I saw the passion that Kevin Warren has for building this stadium on the lakefront. I'm like, okay, there's no way. I still don't believe this is him negotiating or playing a game of poker. He wants the stadium, and I think the Bears have been, basically they've been convinced, for a lack of a better term, that they want the stadium down there as well. So I don't know where to go with this now, because if I felt there was some compromise in Kevin Warren about the location of the stadium, I could sit here and say, well, maybe I'm going to lean back towards Arlington Heights because it seems like the place where it's most likely to happen. But there is such, there's such a passion and a desire for them to build this downtown that I don't think they're going to let go of this. And I was talking to Meller at the break, and I think the only thing that could kind of even push this forward is if the Bears and their group would commit even more money for the project, which would take a percentage of the tax burden away from the public.
There's one thing they don't get in Arlington Heights. I'll share that with you coming up. But it's a tale of two directions, really, because for the first time in a long time, we have a good feeling about their football direction. There's a clear path there, but we don't know what the path is for their stadium direction. If you want to weigh in, 312-332-3776. Ryan Poles stated a little bit about that football direction today with Pat McAfee. Tomorrow at 3, we're going to get a chance to talk to Ryan Poles. We can't wait for that. We're going to build off of some of the things that he said today. We have so many questions for the Bears general manager. We have not heard some of the answers that he said today, so we'll react as we hear them. If you want to talk to us about the White Sox, about the stadium, and the reaction that they're getting down in Springfield, or about the Bears and Poles and what you hear, be our guest, 312-332-3776. And then Michael Wilbon will join us 1 hour from now.